and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Podcast time. How are you doing, Una?
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Ready to get into the podcast. I missed doing this, actually.
I missed your face.
Did you, though?
No, I did, genuinely. I did.
I bet you parked straight for the entire 2 weeks.
No, that did not happen.
Just in case I turn up.
I can't believe the boss said to me today that I shouldn't be allowed to drive.
That's fair.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like after what went through, what you put everybody through over the weekend and that we to listen to it.
What I put everybody through. It's not my fault my car broke down and I had to ring AXA to come out and jump me twice.
It wasn't AXA who you phoned first, though.
It was the AA I phoned first because I thought that was just the default that you go through when your car breaks down. Is that not the default? Anyway, I found
out. Hey, is this the free AA service that we all...
Well, I thought that's what it was. Like, we're taxpayers. What are we paying taxes for? I tell you something
They're a private company unit.
And I got a letter in the door.
Oh, here we go.
Telling me I owed €15.50 for some fine I didn't even know. What? Because I went up the M50.
And you didn't pay your toll?
I didn't know there was a toll that needed to be paid.
There's signs everywhere. The M50 has a toll. You need to pay it.
They're super sneaky. There isn't, like, you don't stop to pay the toll. Like, obviously, yeah, but why not? Like, because they know what they're doing.
The traffic
because
flowing.
People are going up at there, yeah, and they're looking ahead, eyes in the road, not eyes up high where these stupid signs are. Do you know what I mean?
Like, there's massive.
No, they know what they're doing. They're sneaky turkeys because it goes up and up and up and up and up day by day. Oh, yeah. They told me I could have been like a court date and everything if it wasn't paid.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
So you obviously crossed over the East Link. The bridge. So you went past Lucan to Blanchardstown direction.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where the toll is.
Well, I
and
mean...
there's big purple signs everywhere.
No, they should be
and even
stop.
On the even on the exit it says, remember to pay your toll.
No, but why should... But you have to go online and pay it. But what about people who don't have the access to go online? How do they pay it?
Who doesn't have access to go online?
Actually,
you can pay it in your local shop.
Why are you looking so smug? Why are you like delighted with this? You love paying the M50 fine, you weirdo. You love giving money to the tolls.
I have a tag.
It drives me insane.
I've had a tag for the tolls since they were in existence. So when the M50 was literally two lanes either way, before they extended it to four lanes either way, I've had a tag.
What, do you want a medal? I don't care if you have a tag or not. My whole point is... I hate tolls. I hate paying
Nobody
tolls.
Likes them either.
Every time I pass, like, there'll be €2.50, please. And it's like, when I go down to Kerry, I actually have to pay a tenner every time just on tolls, on top of the €50 for the petrol and diesel. It's a rip-off. And then you have, at least those tolls stop you, and you pay there and then. But the sneaky M50 pull, no, you just drive past it, and then you get a letter saying you owe €15. €15 for what? Free country, my arse.
Nobody ever said it was a free country. One of the most expensive countries. And the tag is great, though, because you can link it then for your car parks. So you just drive in. I was in Galway. I just drove in and went beep. The thing lifted. I didn't need to worry about losing a ticket. And then you can use it in some car washes as well. Boop.
I wouldn't know how to use it. So
no, it's just literally it's stuck to your window. That's it. You just drive. And then that's it.
That would even make me more mad because then I'd see every month in my balance online, €100 taken out for tolls. Ah!
Where are you going?
Up and down to Kerry four times. No, one, twice. Eight times a month.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of money on tolls.
It's a tough life you
have. Yeah, to the man taking my hard-earned money.
It has to be a man, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Sorry, derails the whole conversation.
No, it wouldn't be not like you.
Yeah, so F you M50 toll.
Oh my God.
Yeah, sorry.
Here's what survey says.
So if your brain is working this morning, you'll be able to give us a hand answering what this is going to be, Producer Donald.
Question today, 31% of adults say they've done this while waiting for somebody to answer the phone.
So is this when
when you give them a call...
Okay.
And while you're just waiting and the dial tone's going and you're doing that?
You popped it on speakerphone and just walked away and just like waiting for them to answer.
That's a very good shout,
It's a great shout.
The answer, Cooper. It's not. No, but like you would go about your day and just if they answer hi and run over.
Yeah.
Is it that they were looking for their phone while they were on the phone? Have you ever done that?
It's in your hand against your ear.
You've been on the phone and couldn't find your phone.
Yeah, looking for it while I had it in my hand.
This is like the time that you had three pairs of glasses on your head.
Yeah, and I couldn't find my glasses. Yeah.
That's a true story. It happened.
Three pairs of glasses.
Yeah, there's one on her face and then two on her head. Matt.
But no, you do that sometimes. People, you know, you're looking for your phone while you're on it and then you feel like such a dope. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no, your car keys. Never done that. Are you looking for your car keys that are in your hand? Or you're that one?
You're driving down the road. Where's your car?
speaking of cars, oh my God. Oh my God.
Have you got an update?
I had to get jumped twice.
Look at you. Una got the jump. Twice.
In one day. Outside Dunn's store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. CCTV there. Yeah.
Choose your club card.
All right. No, it's...
No, it's hearing AXA to come out. About the man from AXA.
Go. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, what was wrong with your car?
Oh, I had to get a new battery. So it wouldn't start at home. So I called AXA to come because I didn't know what was wrong with it. And they're like, okay, they jumped me and they said, drive for 10 minutes and it'll be fine. So I drove for 10 minutes and I was like, grand, so went to Dunn's, went in, did me shopping, came out. Car wouldn't start. Had to ring the man from AXA again to come. And they're like, but you just had someone out you. And I was like, yeah, I know, but it's gone dead again. So I need them to come again. And they were like, okay, but if this happens again, you're going to be charged a call out fee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nightmare. So have you gotten your new battery yet?
So then, he came out the second time, jumped me, and then, so it was working. So I drove to the garage and I left it on when I went out and I said to the man in the garage, I think I need a new battery. And he was like, no time, come back tomorrow. And I was like, listen, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come back tomorrow because if I stop this car, I'll have to get someone to jump me again. And he was like, no, fine, just come back tomorrow. So I drove it home, hoping the next day that it would start. Didn't start. So I had to ring my neighbour to come over and jump me. And
Jesus.
Good weekend, yeah. Though, yeah.
Yeah, so 200 beans for a battery.
And three jumps.
Yeah.
Well, also, never go to that mechanic again.
Why?
What?
He didn't have time. The place was... He was like, seriously, I don't have time.
Here's a battery.
Well, no, because they have to put it... They have to take it out.
Who
would
know
in.
What to do with it if she...
No, I'm good with batteries. What?
All right, so let's get back to our survey. Says this morning.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Clearly not the...
Derailed everything.
Yeah. Not the answer,
though. Okay, what is the question, please?
31% of adults say they've done this while waiting for somebody to answer the phone. What is it?
Had three jumps. 087-110-107. What's your answers? Hi, mornings to Cooper and Una. And our survey says this morning, if you missed the question and maybe you got distracted like the way Una did. Oh, let me tell you the story about my battery in my car.
Sorry, I derailed it again.
Do you know what? I think we should come back to that.
But my batteries...
Yeah, we'll come back to your batteries later.
Okay, fine.
So what are we trying to answer this morning?
Today we're answering 31% of adults say they've done this while waiting for someone to answer the phone. What is it?
Gone to the toilet.
That's a very good shout.
Do you know what I mean?
And just I want to have the phone there with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it would want to be a very good friend.
But they wouldn't even know.
Well, if they picked up mid-pee...
But what, if you sat down?
Yeah, but they were going to hear us, and then the flush, like...
You could wait to flush till after you finish the call.
Huh?
You could wait to flush till after you finish the call.
So you're just sitting on... You'd have to be very comfortable with them to be on the phone while... Like, if I rang you and you were on the toilet... Ugh, God. No, I wouldn't like that.
I've news for you.
Oh, no.
Is that the answer?
It's not the answer, no.
Morning. Do 31% of adults maybe pick their nails or chew their nails when they're waiting for the phone to answer?
The old chew the nails.
It's a general just waiting thing, isn't it? Yeah, just chew the nails. It's not the answer. No.
It's not the answer.
No.
It's not the answer.
Nope.
Okay, keep your guesses coming. 087 110 107. So far, we've had the conversation derailed by Una talking about getting a new battery for her car and getting a jump started three different times.
Yeah.
And we've kind of lost what the actual question was.
Sorry.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. No, the question is, 31% of adults say they've done this while waiting for someone to answer the phone to them. What is it?
Okay. Craig from Offaly's always the sensible one.
Good morning, Craig from Offaly. Is it play a game while you're waiting for them to answer?
Play a game.
That's a good, very good shout. Why not? Have you got a minute?
What kind of games could you play while you're like on hold waiting for somebody to answer the phone?
Snake.
How old's your phone?
Welcome back. It's 1996 here on iRadio. And what we're going to do, we're going to be doing a great thing. You're going to win call credit. You can win call credit, €20 call credit. That'll sort you out now for the rest of the year. And we've got a flip phone up for grabs. And guess what? There's rumours of phones having cameras on them. What?
Snake is making a comeback on the Gen Z's. The young people love Snake.
On the Nokia 3210s, yeah.
Yeah, because they're retro now, so they're cool. They're all making a comeback. Yeah, so it's a cool Snake is back, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Snake?
It's not playing a game like okay. Snake, no.
For anybody who doesn't know what Snake is, it's a game on your phone. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, guys. Mark here in Leash. Oh, I'd love to think that it's just someone's starting to get a chance of a jump.
While you're on the phone waiting. Okay.
But, you know, it'll probably take too long.
Probably.
That's probably something boring like putting the kettle on or making a cup of tea.
Yeah. That's a very logical guess. It's not the answer, though, I'm afraid, no.
Okay, do you know...
I think we need the answer.
I will give you the answer. 31% of adults say that they've hoped that the person they were ringing wouldn't answer when they've tried to ring them.
Why would you call them then?
Because you're just doing that thing of going, I need to call this person. And then you're like, right, oh, maybe... Hopefully.
Oh, so they'll see the missed call and they'll be like, the ball is in their... You made an effort now, so the ball is in their court.
That's
mind games.
That's weird.
Yeah, no, I get it, though.
Make a call, say hello. No, it doesn't hurt. All right. Come here, we're going to play a game on the way, and it's Snake.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Is it safe to come back in? Is there another rant on the way?
Oh, give me a topic and I'll rant on it, no problem. Oh, seriously.
We had a lovely day, actually, yesterday, myself, Lisa and the kids. Beautiful day, Sunday afternoon. And Elizabeth had to work at the local Gar Club because the drive-in bingo was on, so she had to go down and sell raffle tickets.
Oh, very good.
Have you ever seen drive-in bingo?
No.
So they drive into the car park of the Gar Club and you try and get there early so you're the car facing the exit so you don't have to queue.
Okay.
But the place would be packed. And
drive-in bingo.
So you sit there and there's the big speakers up and they call out the bingo numbers and you beep your horn when you get a full house.
Oh my God, that sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not hilarious if you live close by and you hear this. So
did you go to the bingo then?
No, I dropped her off. But then for the afternoon, then it was a beautiful day. So we went up to Donaghadee Forest Park. You ever been there?
No, but I've seen pictures. Yeah,
the twins have been there.
Gorgeous.
And they just opened a zip-it, you know, ziplining.
Did you go ziplining?
I didn't. Max and Elizabeth did. Oh. Myself and Lisa sat in the park and we just kind of had a cheese sandwich.
You know? That's really romantic.
It was really cool. Yeah.
Did you have a little schnog as well?
We did in front of everyone.
In front of your kids.
It was jam-packed.
Like, allergic.
It was like Disneyland and it was jam-packed.
In Donaghadee Forest.
Yeah.
And there's you shift to the face off your wife.
Unreal.
You're a disgrace.
Anyway, if you want to bring them, I know they're smaller, but there's like a thing called nets. So there's kind of like little adventure kind of through the trees where they're bouncing in nets and trampolines and stuff like that.
It's
very cool.
Yeah, no, my two are down at their cousin's house in Kenmare now for a week.
Lovely.
Yeah, so they're having a ball, staying
cousins
up late.
Cousins in Kenmare.
Eating loads of treats.
How the other half live.
How the other half.
My God.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's go from Kenmare to Roscommon for Rhyme It.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta run it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta run it.
Brand new studio, brand new gremlins to deal with while we're making phone calls. Shout out to everybody who sent us a message. We can hear you on the phone call.
Ah, good thing you weren't saying anything bad.
I don't know if I did or not.
Yeah.
Oh, I was slagging you about going out and eating all the chocolate before we played Rhyme It.
Oh, yes, but I eat my chocolate outside the studio now because I'm not allowed to eat it inside the studio now because of the new studio.
Elaine's in Roscommon. Good morning, Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks very much. You are trying to convince your husband to do something. What is that?
Sell the house to move to Lanzarote.
Okay. What's in Lanzarote that that you want to leave this beautiful Emerald Isle where each day comes as a surprise weather-wise?
it's the weather. I just love it over there. It's just absolutely amazing. Peaceful, quiet, nobody to annoy you.
you get bored of that, though.
You would do, yeah.
No.
You got little gammy geckos and little ants and stuff like this to bother you, and you know.
In Lanzarote.
Oh, yeah. Sand in between your toes and stuff.
It'd be lovely.
And imagine having the option to go to a swimming pool on a daily basis outside.
I just step outside my back door and just go for a swim.
Yeah, Elaine, you need to check yourself. This is ridiculous. Like, your chocolate wouldn't stay in a good condition in Lanzarote. Do you know what I mean?
We'd make it work.
Okay. This is a game. It's called Rhyme It, and you've got to rhyme every single word with the answer of the word that we give you. That's how we play.
Okay.
We're going to give you a word, and you have to rhyme every answer with that word. It's simple as that. So today's word that you have to rhyme with is
wick. W I C K. Wick, like what burns in a candle.
Oh, God, right.
Right, now, you have said that you're really good at this, but you look it.
In the car.
You can do it, Elaine.
We're all rooting for you. Okay, right, you're 30 seconds, start now.
If you get a question right in an exam, they put a what against it?
Tick.
If you're moving fast or getting something done in a hurry, you're being what?
Oh, pass.
If you're starting to lag and your creativity is gone, you have hit a what wall?
Brick.
A young, newly hatched bird.
Chick.
If someone you're dating does something you don't like, they give you the what?
Ick.
A nickname for someone called Richard.
Rich. Or Rick.
No. Time is up. What are we here for?
Was it four?
Yeah, it was four. So you're passing question two if you're moving fast or getting somewhere in a hurry. You've got to be quick. A nickname for somebody called Richard. You said Rich. It's Dick. So listen, Elaine, the good news is that you're that much closer to convincing your husband that you're going to live in Lanzarote because he's mortified that you have to face your neighbours after that. listen, you've the highest score of the week, so you could genuinely win. All is not lost. Thank you so much for coming on, and have a great day, all right?
No problem. Thanks a million.
All right,
thanks, Elaine. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Get it off your chest that we do every day. If you want to get anything off your chest, just the way Una does every day in the podcast.
It's good. It's therapy for mind, body and soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem to have more things to get off your chest than your average Joanna.
Like me bra, what?
What? Oh, fine.
Good afternoon.
What was that noise? Jimmy Carr jumped out of my mouth.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Anyway, here's Get It Off Your Chest. Get It Off Your Chest. What's going on this morning? Who needs to get what off the chest? I love hearing from people on 087-1102-107.
Okay, this is from Niamh. Niamh says, hey gang, I need to get this off my chest because one of my friends seems to think my house is an extension of her own. She has no concept of personal space. She'll just turn up at my front door without messaging or ringing first. And because she's a good friend, I feel awful saying now's not a good time. It's happening nearly daily at this stage. I'll be in the middle of working from home, trying to cook or just looking forward to an hour of peace, and suddenly there's a knock at the door. Once she's in, that's it. I feel like I have to entertain her, make tea. And before I know it, 2 hours have disappeared. She'll happily sit there chatting away while I'm mentally looking at my to-do list just growing. I know she means no harm, but I can't keep dropping everything every time she fancies a visit. She's a friend and I don't want to offend her, but surely it's not rude to expect someone to ask before they call over. And is there a polite way of saying, good to see you, but it's time for you to head now? Has anyone else had a friend like this? How do you set boundaries without causing a fallout?
Close the curtains, put on your pajamas and start going...
Yeah.
I know.
I have a few friends like that. I had to say one night, can you leave now? Because it's really late and I'm exhausted. There's only so many hints you can give.
I think we we've turned into a bunch of... we've turned into a society of not telling people things and telling them to leave your house is one of them. We need to just say it. It's like, here, can you go away? I'm going to bed. I've got work to do. Or you can turn this around. If they're turning up and you're meant to be doing work, like if you're working from home, yeah?
Yeah.
Give them stuff to do. They'll stop turning up. Oh,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
That's a good
But
shout.
You can't give someone
of course
stuff
you
to
can.
Do.
If they've nothing else to be doing with their life, Una, and they turn up to your house, all you got to do is, hey, come here. Una, what are you doing for the day? So just say we're in my house, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm working from home. I'm like, hey, I'm doing iRadio stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you've turned up and I'm like, so what are your plans for the day? And you're like, nothing, yeah?
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Could you do us a favour? Will you go up to Elizabeth's room and will you just clear what's up off the floor and put all the dirty laundry in the laundry basket and separate colours and whites and stuff and bring it down? And
that's just ridiculous. You can't ask someone to go into your house and clean.
Get out!
You can't. Yeah.
Just give them stuff to do. Hey, any good at putting up shelves? Any good at hanging pictures?
Or just answer the door wearing your dressing gown.
Nothing.
And what? Nothing underneath?
Yeah, yeah. Answer the door naked. Oh, see how that goes. Hey, come on in. Yeah, and wink at them.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I remember a landlady in college was knocking at the door looking for rent, and I was like, "Oh, don't have it today." So we kind of like just we pretended we weren't there, and we were crawling on the ground. But she opened the letterbox and looked in. She was like, "Uno, Carol, I see you."
Nothing's changed. Yeah. Same with the. same thing happens when the TV inspector comes around for Una's television license.
Quick,
get everyone high.
Sketch.
All right, what should this person do? 087-1102-107. So her friend has turned up to the house. Should they tell them, give them stuff to do? Or maybe you are that person that just turns up to somebody's house and think that what's the big dealio?
Because there used to be, I think, like a more of a village mentality back in the day where like neighbours would just call into the house and just kind of hang out for the day. But now it's like... I need my personal space.
We need to get back to being, seeing each other again. We need to get back to just hanging out with each other and being neighbourly and...
I know, but once you spend some time alone, you know how peaceful that is.
All right.
Joking.
087-1102-107. What do you reckon should happen in this situation? Or maybe you've been in this situation and you've dealt with this where somebody just keeps turning up to your house and just like, Jesus Christ, would you just go away? Or, more than happy to say. I do like the thing of giving them work to do. 087-1102-107.
So Niamh doesn't know what to do about her friend calling to the house daily at this stage. She's working from home and her friend just rocks up and she'll stay for a couple of hours. And... Eva's like, I've got like a growing to-do list. I have so much to do.
Give her the list. I'm telling you. She won't turn up the next day. You give her that list to do. You know what I mean?
Sinead in Galway says, I would start to resent that woman if she kept turning up unannounced. Tell her to jog on.
I think Eva's already resenting her.
Yeah. No, you would be. It's like, I've got life to do. I've got, work and cooking dinners and just... And also, I just need an hour of my own space. That's what you need to say.
Do you know what? You could just tell them that you're not there.
Sorry, Niamh's not here.
Yeah. Get one of those doorbells that you can talk to them, like a ring. Sorry, not home at the moment. What do you want? I'll just come out for chats. No, I'm not here. I can see you through the window.
Or you could. Niamh could go to her friend's house at like 6:30 on a Sunday morning.
Oh yeah, go
hey,
on.
Just pop it over for the chats and tea.
Amazing.
What you doing?
On like a day off where everyone's mostly off on Sunday, you go over and you just like spend the day.
But see, the thing, boundaries.
She'd probably love it. That's the thing. She'd be like, oh, this is great. Now
6:30 on a Sunday morning.
7 days a week. We should move in together. That's what she'd be saying then. get her a cat. That's it. Get your friend a cat or a dog or something to look after that she's responsible for, or a boyfriend or girlfriend. I don't know. Get them something. Get them a damn hobby. Get them away from the house.
But it shouldn't be Niamh's responsibility to get a hobby for her pal.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
True. I'm just trying to have a solution here. Isn't that what we're here for?
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. But we're obviously very bad at it. Because you keep turning up to people's houses. And you don't take the hints. Okay. 087-110-2107. We'll get it off your chest this morning. Somebody's having a problem with a friend who's just being a little bit too over-visity.
She's calling to... Niamh's friend is calling to her house every day and she stays for 2 or 3 hours. And Niamh works from home and she's got stuff to be doing and she doesn't know how to broach it with her friend. She'll be like, listen, you have... She calls over unannounced. No text message, no phone call. You can't do that these days.
Why not?
Oh, no, you can't.
Just turn up.
No, because... you need to give the person notice so that they can do...
Oh, the tidy up.
The tidy up, yeah.
I love it when I get
danger clean.
Unannounced guests, like somebody who I mightn't seen in ages, they're like, hey. And they're just like, oh my God, hi, how's it going? Come on in.
Excuse really?
The, yeah, excuse the mess, Una was here.
Yeah, but if it's someone then that is a pain in the bottom and they haven't told you and they've announced, you know what I mean? You don't have time for an excuse.
You got to have your head full of excuses anyway, because I'd be like, listen, if it's getting on and I need the person to leave, which I they can hang out, whatever. But if there's somebody who you don't want there, I'd be like, listen, I've got to get ready. I've got to go. I've got a Zoom meeting and then I've got to head out. I've got to go get some diesel.
No, look at the way the lies just roll off your tongue, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't trust you anymore. Simon in Dundalk says, tell her that the kids gave you nits, so she best not come too close.
Or even worse, your favourite one, the hurry outs.
The hurry outs?
Yeah, you got...
Oh my God.
Got a gastric dose.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, don't come stop. In. Don't come in. We got a gastric dose. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing as bad as the yeah. hurry outs. Yeah.
If there's an exit, I'll take it. Okay.
All right, Taylor, go away. You wouldn't see the postman as much as that woman. Like, it's like, do you know in Father Ted when he comes downstairs at night and turns on the light that Mrs. Doyle is standing there with a cup of tea? Yeah.
You said very pop good. Over on a Sunday to her house.
At like half six in the morning. Hooey.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, soon. Sunday morning, bright and early, knocking on the door. Are you up for mass? Come on, now's the day of the Sabbath.
Do you know what? Bring the local priest with you as well. See, like, we came over to listen to your sermons.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. All right, what should they do? 087-110-2107. Love to hear from you. 087-110-2107. If you'd like to chime in on this, see, can you help this person out?
So, Niamh is annoyed at her friend who keeps calling to her house. She calls and she stays for a couple of hours, and it's happening most days now. And Niamh works from home, but she doesn't know how to kind of like form a boundary there. And it's difficult because it's her friend, and obviously she loves her. But I mean, if you're coming over every single day,
you know the way people like to work from home, and some companies aren't too keen on you working from home, but they have to abide to the rules.
They want bums on seats in the office.
So, what are the chances? I'm just going to turn this around. What are the chances that Niamh's friend is being employed by Niamh's employer to annoy her so much that she'll actually come back into the office?
Ah.
You're naggy.
You really have your conspiracy hat today, your tinfoil hat on today, don't you?
Yeah.
No, I doubt it.
Oh.
I doubt it. Okay. I doubt that's what's happening.
Well, you never know. Companies can be sneaky, isn't it?
It's against the law. There's like GDPR stuff involved in that, I'm sure. GDPR is a big thing now, you know.
Yeah, I love when you have to do your GDPR test. What's the answer to this? What does this mean? Whatever it means.
You're such a swatty bottom. You get all them done really fast. The minute we get the test, you were just like straight in.
Yeah,
done.
Get it done.
Swatty bottom.
You have to do your GDPR training on an annual basis, isn't it? And it's boring as hell. I don't want to talk about it. Kerry has said, answer the door with keys and a water bottle. So you say that you're just about to leave the house, that you're on the way out the door. That's not a bad one, is it?
Yeah, but then you'll have to follow through. She's there. You'll have to get in the car and drive off somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's not going to stand there for the next 15 minutes while you drive around the block.
I know, but it's a follow through. You have to get out into the car and drive around, you know.
And then you've got to hope that she won't say, oh, can I get a lift?
Where are you going? Oh, I'll come too.
This person sounds so annoying right now. She's annoying me and I'm not really annoyed by it. Suzanne, good morning.
If she rocked up at my house, I would answer the door with the headset on and just say, I'm on a call with my boss. She's monitoring my online presence all day and I have daily meetings with my boss and I can't, sorry, can't let you in.
Not a bad one, is it?
Well, I can let you in, but would you mind just going in and watching telly or something and entertaining yourself
for a while? That's where you've fallen at the first hurdle.
Yeah, because then the boundaries are gone. Yeah, yeah. The boundary's not there.
It's the old saying, you should never invite a vampire into your house because then their powers are... if you invite a vampire into your house, it means they can kill you. If you don't, they can't.
Right.
So
are you calling Niamh's friend an energy vampire?
100%.
Yeah.
She's sucking the life out of her. Get it off your chest this morning. Someone is having an issue with a friend who is about to become an ex-friend by the sounds of it.
I don't think so. That's a bit harsh. Now, okay. Niamh's pal keeps rocking up to Niamh's house unannounced. Mm. And it's becoming most days now. And she'll stay there for a couple of hours, just kick back. And Niamh is kind of panicking and I have so much to do. But she doesn't want to hurt her pal's feelings by saying, listen, can you just jog on now? Can you just leave? Because I've got stuff to do.
Niamh, embrace the fact that you have a friend that's going to turn up. Just imagine that nobody turned up to your house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true as well.
You know, put up with your friend. Let them be your pet.
What?
Okay. Messages on 087-110-107. And I shall put this button up here. I got it all done.
You gotta get it. Oh, well done.
Yeah. Imagine if Niamh's friend heard this on the radio.
Well, sometimes that's usually the point of this, that they will hear it.
And instantly knew it was her and she texted me because, you know, Niamh, I just heard on the radio. And if you didn't want me to grind, all you had to do was say.
Yes, was.
Awkward conversation.
Yeah, why would you prefer that they did hear it on the radio and got the message or that maybe to have the face to face conversation? It's like, stop coming round every day. I love you, but stop coming round every day.
I think that that is what needs to happen, the face to face conversation.
Yeah.
Listen, I love you, pal. You know, I love our chats, love our time together.
Mm.
But I got stuff to be doing.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation as well.
So, especially
if Niamh's friend has heard this on the radio as well.
Ox.
Oh my God, let's get them on.
This doesn't really help the caller, but my favourite thing is I moved from Dublin to Tullamore. So people have to call before they come down because they're not going to travel. And my in-laws are from basically Gorey and Wexford, so that's a two-hour drive. They always make sure that we're going to be home. So, yeah, doesn't really help the caller, but it's one of my favourite things.
Oh.
That's a long way to move to get away from the in-laws.
It really is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they have to let you know when they're coming.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, that is a good plan. Niamh, you have to move to Tullamore.
Yeah.
Or Gorey. Or somewhere
further afield. Somewhere with this, like, because we don't know if a friend drives or takes the bus or public transport or anything. So
yeah.
Somewhere that doesn't have public transport, maybe.
In the sticks.
Or just have a chat to her. Tell her to stop turning up. Or as I said originally from the very get-go, give her work to do. All right. If you want to get anything off your chest, 087-110-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So we got a bit of a teaser of what happened to Una over the weekend with the battery in her car and everything like this. But you're now going to hear the full rant, the full explanation, the breakdown of what exactly happened. And you're the gift that keeps on giving, Una. Never change.
There should be just like Benny Hill music playing underneath this or something because it was just that chaotic and dramatic and no need for it. Like,
no. It's you though.
It's me. And it's just, everywhere the chaos follows.
Do you ever wonder why? All right, here you go.
My friend Una over there. It's a calamity when it comes to you and pretty much most
of just life in general. Yeah. So, Last Friday. I was all packed and ready to head to Kerry.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I had the twins, the dog, the purple snacks all ready to hit the road, Jack.
Okay.
So I sat into my car and I just breathed a sigh of relief, you know, that I had managed to get everybody in the car. And we were sitting down, we were ready to go. So I pressed the start button. And this kind of like...
This is your car start button?
Yeah, my car start button. It's okay. Like the ignition keyless button. It's a keyless. Yeah, yeah.
Fancy.
So, I press the button and all of a sudden this chugging chug 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 starts happening.
Do that noise again.
Chug 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 chug.
Okay.
And all the lights start coming up on the dash.
Amazing. Right?
So they're nearly blinding me, okay? So I was like, what is going on? My car is having some kind of fit. So it started like spitting words at me.
All right, go on.
Like,
hit me.
Error, brake service vehicle. Error, brake service vehicle.
Okay.
Lane assist currently not available.
Right. And you weren't even driving at this stage.
No, error, auto hold. Like there's orange lights, red lights, chugging sounds. So it was a sensory overload.
And you know what all these are, don't you? You know the lane assist and you know what the auto hold is and everything, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, just for anybody.
I know what the auto hold, it's the gear.
The brake.
The handbrake.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay, I'm not stupid.
No, I'm just
asking. Don't you try mansplain to me now. I did. You did?
I did. Oh, God!
I was the one in this situation.
You were?
Yeah, and so obviously I did the sensible thing and I rang the AA.
Oh, what? What did the AA say when you rang them in it? You know, in case of an emergency or breakdown.
Like, who are you insured with? And I was like, I don't know. He was like, check the insurance disc in your car. So I got it out and I was like, it doesn't say it. He was like, it should say it. And I was like, oh yeah, it does. I said, actually, I'm with AXA. And he was like, yeah, you need to ring AXA.
Okay. So you don't have an AA membership?
No, I'm with AXA.
Okay. Maybe after this mention, you might get a free one. What you're like.
I rang the man from AXA. Yeah. And he was like, I'll be out within the hour. I was like, oh my God. Anyway, they got out in 15 minutes, which was fantastic.
Wow.
But
if there was ever an ad for AXA.
Yeah.
15 minutes?
15 minutes.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And, but there was a problem. The truck was too big to get into. See, my car wouldn't move at all, wouldn't start.
Yeah.
So then he couldn't get the big truck in. So they had to ring his pal to come with it. To come with the little truck.
It's just a calamity, one after the other. So his truck was too big to get into.
Into my drive.
All right.
So they had to ring his pal with the little truck. Yeah. And in between all this, the big truck had caused some kind of commotion on the road with a bus. And the driver of the bus came out and started giving out to Axeman number one.
What was his name?
I don't know. Anyway. So Axeman number two was like, okay, I've sorted you out. You just needed a jump.
Oh,
so
there,
I got the jump.
How are you
right?
Doing?
We got the jump.
Did you get his number after?
And he was like, listen, drive the car for about 10 minutes now and you'll be good to go.
Yeah. Is he aware that you've no concept of time though?
Okay, good man.
Knowing where you drove to, that's not 10 minutes away.
No, it wasn't 10 minutes away. So I drove to a supermarket anyway and I said, that's grinding out. That'll do the job. Went in, did a bit of shopping, and I was like, right, here we go, twins, we're off to Kerry. And so I pressed the start button.
Oh, yeah.
And the chug, 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 chug started happening again, and all the orange lights and the red lights and everything, that the car was having to fit again. So I rang your man from AXA number two. I had his number because he rang and he was like, you can't ring, you have to go through AXA again.
Oh no.
I was like, okay, well you ring them. So sweet. Right. So he rang them. And
he rang them for you.
He did.
He said, my God.
He said, it's all on now. I'll be with you in a while. In the meantime, I get a call from AXA. They're like, okay, we're sending someone out again. But if this happens again, you're going to be
So, you've used your two freebies.
You've used your two freebies. So Axeman number two came, jumped me again. That was great. That was great. He said, look, you need a new battery. So I said, grand. So I drove to the garage.
Into Dunn's she went. Four double A's, please.
I drove to the garage. And your man in the garage was like, I don't have time now. You're going to have to come back tomorrow. I said, but I have to go to Kerry. He was like, and that's a YP baby. I can't. Your problem. So anyway, I was like, grand. So I went home and I said, well, twins, we'll go to Kerry in the morning. So the next day I went out to the car anyway and I said, right, we just need to go over to your man in the garage. So I pressed the start button. Chugga, 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 chugga. with the orange lights, Abby. So I couldn't ring AXA. So my legend.
Is it not for day or is it just in a lifetime?
Yeah. My mugshot's going to be all over AXA. Anyway, I rang my neighbour and my legend of a neighbour came over. The car started again. Finally got over to the garage. Got a new battery. Yeah. And then at the end, your man was like, hey, do you want to keep your old battery?
Like, no. What,
is that a thing that people have collectibles of old batteries? He was like, oh, no, some people just keep them. And I was like, no, I think you can have it. So
Yeah. Because it costs money to dispose of them. So,
There you go.
He's a chancer.
They're a chancer, yeah. So anyway, I have a new battery now. Yay. After all that. Yay.
Brilliant. Did you make it to Kerry?
I did.
Thank God for that.
Thank God for that, yeah.
All right, tune in tomorrow to see what happened to Una today. It's non-stop.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And there you go. That's it.
Actually, got to do a shout out, Una. Elizabeth over the weekend, she got to sit on a panel, a discussion panel over in Dunleary in South Dublin, don't you know, for the ReLove Fashion event. They hit this event on in the Dunleary Library.
Oh.
And she was on a panel, like with like, there's this like influencer guy from some sort of energy thing. And then the people from the ReLove Fashion. It was amazing.
Oh, well
she did
done.
Brilliant.
Well done, yeah. Elizabeth. Oh, proud dad moment. Cute.
They were talking about like, what way do we see fashion in 100 years time and the way we buy clothes and stuff like this. And your name was brought up and there was a big picture of you up on the slideshow.
Why?
Yeah, Elizabeth used an example of like, you know, it's people like this and they're polyester and they're
me and I'm the one who goes around to vintage shops and buys vintage all the time.
I'm joking. Nah, you weren't mentioned for once
for
one day in our lives.
Good on you, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
well done.
It's fantastic. All right, that's the podcast. Did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah.
Good. All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Bye.